Unit 2. Being happy all year round. Part 1. Listen, look and talk.
Which holiday do you like?
I like Children's Day.
When is that?
It's on June 1st.
What do you usually do?
I do lots of things, singing, dancing, going out, talking and playing computer games.
That's interesting.
It is. You can join us if you like.
Part 6. Listen, read and play. How are we going to play this game?
Hello, everybody. This is an interesting game. First, it needs someone to start or stop the music. Who wants to come to the front and do this? Good. Now listen carefully. Each of you put a book on your head and walks around the room while the music is playing. When the music stops, everyone must stop, go down on one knee, raise both hands in the air, and stand up again without dropping the book. When everyone has done so, the music starts again and everyone goes on walking as before. If someone has dropped the book, he is out of the game. The last one with the book still on his or her head is the winner. Let's play now.
Part 7. Let's chant and sing.
Happy all year round, happy all year round. We are visiting the world on a merry-go-round. Watching the moon, counting the beautiful stars. We are smelling the flowers from our lovely car.
Part 8. Listen, read and act. The Singing Lion. The little lion loves singing. But everybody knows that he is not a good singer. Listen, he is talking to his mum.
Mum, shall we have a sing song?
Not now, dear. I've got a headache. You can go and play with your friends. Maybe you can sing for them.
Oh, playing with my friends. That's nice.
The little lion went outside and saw a giraffe and spoke to the giraffe.
Hello, giraffe. Have you got some time? I'd like to sing a song for you.
Oh no, I'm afraid I have no time now. I forgot to post a letter yesterday. My mom is angry with me. I'm going to the post office now. Maybe you can sing to the camel.
Right, I can sing to the camel.
The little lion went to look for the camel, and he found him sleeping under a tree.
Good morning, camel. Shall we have a sing song?
Of course not. I'm sleeping and I'm tired. Maybe you should find Swan. She loves to sing and dance.
Oh, I forgot the swan. I should go find her.
The little lion came to a lake and found the swan there drinking water.
Hello, my beautiful swan. Shall we have a sing-song?
Well, if you want, you can sing it for me.
Thank you very much. But could you help me if I'm wrong? Now please listen.
The little lion began to sing, but his voice was so horrible that all the nearby animals ran away. So the swan stopped him quickly.
Okay, that's enough. Listen, I have a friend, but he lives in a cave. He likes to sing very much. Maybe you can sing with him.
Oh, that's good. We can sing together. Bye, swan.
The little lion came to the cave, but it was too dark inside, and he was afraid to go inside. Just then, a snake appeared and said to the little lion,
Hello, little lion. Why are you here?
My friend Swan told me that she had a friend living in the cave, and he likes to sing. The swan told me that we could sing together.
Aye, I see. You can go inside and sing to your friend. I'm sure your friend would also like to sing with you.
But it's dark inside. I can't see anybody inside.
Don't worry. Your friend is a little shy. Just go inside and sing, and she will follow you to sing soon.
The little lion raced inside and sang at the top of his voice.
Suddenly, the little lion heard a voice too. So the little lion sang one song after another, and the other animal knew all the same songs. The little lion was so happy. The little lion stayed with his friend in the cave for a long time. He sang and sang until he was called back for dinner. Since that time, the little lion has gone to the cave and sung with his shy friend. The other animals decided not to tell him that it was really an echo of his own voice because they didn't have to hear the little lion's songs.
Read aloud.
January 1st. New Year's Day. February. Spring Festival. March 12th. Tree Planting Day. April. Easter. May 1st. Labor Day. June 1st. Children's Day. July Summer Vacation. August. Mid-Autumn Festival in China. September 10th. Teacher's Day. October 1st. National Day. November. Thanksgiving Day. December 25th. Christmas.